And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Connie Hamilton, an event organizer with the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church, and she's here to talk about their centennial celebration. How are you doing, Connie?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having us this afternoon. We so appreciate all the time that you give to our great causes.
Oh, of course, of course. And I'm glad you took the time to take some time on the phone and speak with us. So tell us about this. This is kind of a big deal.
This is a fantastic deal. We are so honored to honestly be alive to celebrate a centennial anniversary. The Assumption Church was built in 1916, so this year being 2016 is our centennial. And we have been planning this for over a year. We have quite the schedule of events, and it's going to be a three-day event, August 19th, 20th, and 21st. Some of the events will be at the Assumption Church, and the main gala event will be out to the Special Event Center here in Carbon County. And so starting off on Friday, we have a golf tournament, the Centennial Golf Tournament and Social, and it's at the Carbon Country Club, of course, with registration at 8. Anyone that would like to golf is more than welcome to golf in this tournament. If you want to put a team together, you may do that as well. And I might want to say right now, any of the information that I'm giving is available on Facebook at AGOC Centennial, or we have an email address, AGOC100sen@gmail.com. So any of these can be reached, or you may reach me, Connie Hamilton, for any further information. But the golf tournament will start off on Friday, and then we have the arrival of His Eminence during the afternoon. During this entire three-day event, there will be a historical display in the basement of the church, and this consists of artifacts, pictures, and displays of all the families from 19, who knows how early. I'm hoping we have some from 1916 on. One of the great historical things that we're going to have is out at the Special Event Center, and that is the listing of every priest that has served. We've had 38 priests that have served the church, and their names are going to be all poster size on display out there in the years that they have served. We're excited about that as well. That night, Friday night, there will be a dinner at 7 o'clock on the pavilion at the church. It's a linguine clam sauce dinner served by the Philoptikos of the Assumption Parish. Then Saturday, we have a bus tour that starts at 9 o'clock, and it's a guided tour bus that's going to visit the mining towns of Kenilworth, Castlegate, go to the Helper Mining Museum, and anyone interested in that may meet at the church at 8:45 a.m. for the tour. It will go till about, like I say, till about 12. And the pavilion will be open for social after for people that just are excited that are coming in from, we have people as far away as Egypt that are coming for this, so we're excited.
Oh, wow.
So there will be a little social out on the pavilion during the afternoon while the historical display is going on downstairs as well. At 5 o'clock, Vespers will be said in the church from 5 until 6 with the priests that have arrived for this and His Eminence and our own priest, Father Makarios Manos. Then the gala event and dance is from 6 o'clock until 11:30 out to the Special Event Center. That is really going to be a fantastic time. We have some wonderful guest speakers and an MC and some presentations that will be made during that time. One of the important presentations, we have commissioned David Ritchie Johnson from the Box Park Gallery and Helper, and he has created a painting of the interior of the Assumption Church, and it is, I started crying when I saw it. It is just fantastic, and that there's going to be a presentation of that during the gala event. Prints for that and canvas prints also will be set up to for people that may want to order one of those. They will be by order only with that, and those will be on for people to register to get during any of the events. So that kind of takes us through Saturday night, and then Sunday after church, there will be a going away, kind of a picnic type thing. It's concluding luncheon from 12 until 2 on the pavilion, and there is an array of food that's going to be served there as well. And you may sign up to want to come to that. And like I said, that's going to be following the Divine Liturgy from 9 to 12 at the Assumption Church. So that kind of gives you a little lowdown of all the events that are going on. But one thing that is very, very important during this whole thing is we're having a centennial anniversary memory book. And this commemorative keepsake will include a history of the church from 1916 to 2016, and along with a lot of historical photos and events. And also, we are taking memory advertisement, a section remembering our loved ones and business friends. So this is open to businesses and people that would like to contribute to the memory book. And Roy Nickus is in charge of this. You may reach Roy at his business if you're interested in doing a page or an eighth of a page or just an individual name listing in this book. So once again, that kind of concludes. I might want to mention that we will have a live band at the gala event. The Chris Dokas Band will be performing so that everyone can greet dance following the program. And it's going to be a three-day, very memorable event. We're so blessed. I know my parents would be so excited to be participating in a 100-year event of the church. So any church members here that have not got signed up yet, you need to do so. We're wanting to kind of have a cutoff by the 15th of August so that we know how much to prepare for the wonderful dinner that's going to be prepared, a huge prime rib dinner and salmon and the gala event. So it's going to be quite a delectable little time as well.
It sounds very delicious. So this is a perfect opportunity for anyone who doesn't know the history behind the Assumption Greek Church. This is the time to come and learn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, the historical display will be, there will kind of be a chronological setting in there as well. So yes, we hope to see everyone in Carbon County come and just either go through the display or go on the tour, partake in some of the wonderful luncheons and dinners that we'll be having. So thank you so much, everyone, for supporting our church during Greek festival time and now once again for the centennial, I should say just once. I'll never be able to do a centennial again, absolutely. So
tell us your Facebook page again.
The Facebook page is AGOC Centennial.
Okay.
And that is Assumption Greek Orthodox Church Centennial.
So they can get more information on there. Now, do you have to purchase tickets before the gala?
You know, we kind of would encourage people to, but there will be room at the door if people decide to just come the day of.
All right, perfect. Well, Connie, thanks so much for taking time and talking with me on the phone. Again, this is the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church, their big, huge centennial celebration. It's going to happen on August 19th. Through the 21st, you don't want to miss this. They've got lots of activities, and you can see a list of and schedule of all the events on their Facebook page at AGOC Centennial. And of course, if you have any questions, you can call Connie at 650-1170. This is going to be an awesome, awesome celebration, and everyone is invited. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Connie?
Just thank you, Escaristo, on behalf of our parish council and our priest, Father Makarios. We just want to thank everyone for supporting and participating in this fantastic event.
All right. Thanks again. This has been a Castle Country FYI.